Hello everyone. I'm so excited to be here with you today. When I got my visa for the US, I was so happy. It is very rare for a young person living in a slum to get a US visa. So thank you so much for inviting me. This is a picture of the slum community I live in. It's called Ekta Vihar. I have lived here all my life. What you see is the main access road in the community. People bathe, cook, and sleep on the main road because the houses are so small. The road is always filled with garbage. Groups of men sit on the road and play cards. I spent my childhood playing on the streets and lanes in this slum. I remember as a child I would go to the local market to collect just one bucket of water, as there was no water supply in my community. The large open drain flows right next to my community. There are many homes along the drain. Malaria and dengue fever are common because of the flies and mosquitoes. The pigs you see here belong to some families who earn a living from them. There is a narrow path along the drain, and I use it every day to go to work. My home is just 50 meters away from here. As you can see, people have covered the end of my street with pieces of cloth so that the road is not seen. There's a small hole on the side, and people go through it to use the narrow path. This is a picture of my father getting ready to go to work. He's a casual gardener, earning about $200 a month. He's completely illiterate. My three siblings and I have seen poverty all our lives. Chicken was made in our home only once in 3 weeks, and paneer was made only on festivals. Do you know, I never had breakfast and never took lunch to school. I always wore old clothes that my mother would get from the homes where she worked. I don't remember my parents ever buying me new clothes, new toys, or storybooks to read. They never had any money for all these things. Can you imagine? This is a picture of a public toilet block. As a child, I remember waiting for half an hour in a line for my turn to use this dirty toilet. I thank God that since my life has changed, we now have our own toilet. I first entered this beautiful Asha Center when I was 9 years old. I joined the Asha Children's Group. I would love to come here after school. We played games, read books, and learnt about our rights and responsibilities. We worked hard to promote good health, send young children to school, and do community service. This is my friend Nandini. We studied on the floor every day. There was no study table or chair in my house. When I was younger, the girls in my community would be married off by the age of 11 or 12 years. Hardly any girls went to school. I was one of the few lucky ones whose parents allowed me to go. I was thrilled when Asha gave me the opportunity to learn English through the Asha volunteers who came from all over the world. Before I got this chance, I did not speak a single word of English, since nobody in my family or community spoke English. I also passed out from Hindi medium school. Without Asha, I would have never been able to stand before you today and speak like this. Children living in slums do not have desktops, laptops, or tablets. Most of them go through their school years without knowing even the basics of computers. I was very lucky to have received computer education at Asha's computer lab in my community. I could hardly believe it the day I got admission to study political science and history at one of India's top universities, University of Delhi. This would have been impossible without Asha, since I was the first girl in my entire family and community to go to university. Asha assisted me with educational resources for my high school exam. They showed me how to apply to university, which was something that I had no idea about. Dr. Kiran paid all my university fees. In fact, I was so ignorant that just during the university admission process period, I went to my village with my family. I just did not realize what a huge mistake I was making. The ASHA team kept phoning me to return. But by the time I came back, I had missed the deadline. Just imagine. Then Dr. Kiran phoned the vice chancellor of the university, and through his intervention, I was able to get in. I was nervous at college in the first few weeks. Everyone had smartphone, were from highly educated and rich families, and spoke very good English. Gradually, I settled down and began to enjoy my college life. I had the great privilege of doing my internship at the Australian High Commission during my summer breaks. This was a wonderful experience for me. It was for the first time that I entered such a beautiful office building. I felt so proud. As a child, I would always dream of becoming a journalist one day. I would play with a toy mic and pretend to be one. Then ASHA gave me a mentor, Australian mentor, Peter Donald, who was a journalist with ABC Australia. She introduced me to many journalists and helped me to get an internship at India's largest media house, the Hindustan Times. It was one of the biggest days in my life when I found out that I had got into the Indian Institute of Mass Communication. This is one of the premier institutes in India for journalism. It is so difficult to get in. Without ASHA's motivations, guidance, and financial help, it would have been impossible. I got placed at a TV channel called APN immediately on completion of my diploma. I had my first job as a Hindi journalist. My childhood dream had come true. I was so thrilled. My family began to realize that something really big had happened. They began to respect my achievements. My interest in entertainment journalism kept growing, and I got a job as video journalist at Desi Martini of Hindustan Times. This is one of India's most popular entertainment channels. You can see my videos on desimartini.com. Just you saw, this is the same. I regularly get the chance to meet celebrities and interview them. Many of you may have heard about Ran Vijay, the famous anchor of the TV program Roadies. I couldn't believe it when I interviewed someone whom I had admired for so many years. This is a picture of the Desi Martini team. They are children of doctors, professors, and businessmen. I, the daughter of a gardener. But I hold my head high with the belief in the equal worth of every individual that Dr. Kiran has taught all of us. Dr. Kiran and her team raised an army of ASHA ambassadors to carry out her vision to reach every slum in Delhi. I am one of them. We motivate students and their parents, mentor them, coach them, and give them career advice. Just as I had a mentor once, today I am a mentor to many ASHA students who would like to make a career in journalism. Together, we all are determined to work hard to make our vision come true. And we will not stop till we have reached every slum in the capital of India. This great transformation in a city would have never been possible without ASHA values that Dr. Kiran has taught all of us. They are the foundation of my life. I have learned to be positive, and I have seen that it takes away my fears and my anxiety. When I'm joyful, I always feel full of energy and don't get tired easily. I have understood how important it is to be grateful to every person who has played a part in changing my life. I love being generous towards others with my time, my skills, and whatever financial help I can give. I would now like to read a short poem in Hindi for our beloved Dr. Kiran, who is deeply admired by thousands of slum children in India. I will read it in Hindi. The meaning is on the screen. Aziz bhi wo hai, naseeb bhi wo hai. Duniya ki bheed mein करीब भी वो है। उनकी दुआओं से चलती है जिंदगी मेरी, क्योंकि खुदा भी वो है और तकदीर भी वो है। हर रिश्ते में मिलावट देखी, लेकिन सालों साल देखा है मैंने मेरी माँ को, उसके चेहरे पर ना थकावट देखी ना ममता में कोई मिलावट देखी। हालातों के आगे जब साथ ना जुबा देती है, पहचान लेती है खामोशी में वो मेरा दर्द, सिर्फ वो मेरी माँ होती है। Now, on behalf of all the young people from Asha Slum Communities, I thank John, Sarah, Charles, and Caroline and the River team for supporting Asha in so many ways. We will always pray to God for your good health and happiness. I invite you all to visit us in India and see this wonderful transformation by yourself. Thank you so much. Thank you.